everyone, and welcome to the third edition of the Josh Robinson Show. I am your host, Josh, and contrary to the music that is playing at the moment, this is going to be a little bit of a different episode of the Josh Robinson Show. It's not going to be the same flow as the first two episodes, just because of the context of the show, it doesn't really fit. There will be no recommendations or anything like that this week. The show, more than likely, as I'm speaking right now, can't say for certain, but it'll probably be a little shorter than normal, just because I don't want to put this in just a segment of a show, you know, with other fun things around it. You know, this is usually the kind of aim of this show is to be happy and fun and provide a little bit of joy and laughter into someone's life for, you know, 40 minutes, 60 minutes, 2 hours, whatever. But, I also stated, you know, when I started what, you know, this show originally was, which was diving in and moving into the Josh Robinson Show, is that I wanted to be completely and utterly, I'm not afraid to talk about things that were deemed uncomfortable or deemed you shouldn't talk about this or just stay out of this or whatever it may be, is because, you know, I'm presenting myself to you guys, and a part of me is not just is the laughter and the happiness. It's obviously a big chunk of what I am and what I like to present to people. But there is that, you know, other thing that I do have this, I do have thoughts and I do have opinions, and I'm not stating whether anything that I'm about to talk about is right or wrong. And this is completely 100% safe space. That's what I want from this show, is to be able to talk about things that kind of are a bit uncomfortable or a bit like, oh, you know, ooh, we shouldn't talk about that. Like, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. And yes, people can say whatever they want. Again, this is a safe space, non-judgmental space to do so. And I encourage that kind of talk to happen with me or whoever, in a polite and non, in a way that's not attacking someone for whatever they choose to believe or, you know, whatever opinion they have. And that's kind of what I want from this. I always kind of stated that I'm not all talk. I do like to be someone that, you know, walks the walk as well. So I definitely want to talk about things that are deemed uncomfortable and, you know, stay away from that. If you want to create change in the world, you can't just sit and say you're going to do it. Not that this is going to change anything in the world. It's just, you know, being a little bit more open with things just across the board, not just, you know, happiness or laughter, actually being in a space where we can talk about things without just raining on everyone's parade. So obviously, I put a tweet out yesterday that kind of just stated, this is what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the fact that there was another horrible mass shooting in the world, in the United States this past weekend, in both Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas. And I am very, you know, I'm very respectful of things in terms of laws, and I understand there's laws in place and stuff like that, but people, I see this every time these horrible tragedies happen, people are like, this is enough, we've got to do something about it, and I understand that, and especially from someone from the outside looking into another country, but I understand that no one can really change the system, quote-unquote, change the system, but if you really want to experience some change, you've got to act upon what you're saying, in a sense. And I think that a lot of people, when they see these things, chatter starts for a few days, and, you know, we pay our respects to the people lost in these tragedies, as we should. It's a terrible thing what's happened these last couple of days, as is all of this stuff that's going on, but we talk about it for a few days, and then it seems to just get pushed back under the rug, and no one talks about it again, or just for the most, at least for the majority of things. And from the outside looking in, it's very, very, I don't even know the word to really describe it. It's just very, again, it's very uncomfortable to even just look at from a world perspective here, and just being like, wow, you know, things are not changing, nothing's really getting done about these things, and it just keeps happening. And these things are, again, these things are just mega uncomfortable. And that is the, you know, lack of a better term here. It's just, they're tragedies, and we keep experiencing them as a, it's not just a country to country thing. It's as a whole world, as a society, as a human race, we're going through these things. And, you know, there's different, so if for anyone that doesn't know, and I'm not an expert, I'm not stating I'm an expert on anything of these, but, majority of the world has very different gun laws and gun control than the United States. Australia, for example, it is very hard to own a firearm in this country. You know, you can. It's not, I think some people are like, you know, all other countries have banned guns. It's not the facts at all. We have not banned guns. At least I'm going to talk from Australia's perspective here, in the sense of what I know about the laws. We have not banned guns. People can still own guns. It's just very hard to acquire them, and it's very hard to get a firearms license. It's also, I know from a friend of mine from a few years ago, actually had guns. He had a firearm license, but the police were at his house, you know, a lot of the time to make sure ammunition is not placed with guns, and you've got to have things in safes, you've got to have so much distance between a gun and ammunition. There's a lot of strict laws, so you can't own guns in this country. That's just from what I understand and what I know, and from the personal experience with my friend. You can't own guns in this country. It's not that you can't. I know in America there's the Second Amendment and there's the right to bear arms, or what exact, again, I'm not an expert in anything, this is just my opinion. But, so, regardless of all of that, there's been no mass shootings in Australia since 1996. For anyone that doesn't know, you've probably seen the picture that's posted around on the internet that in July of 1996, I believe, there was a huge mass shooting in Australia, and that was the last one, because after that, guns were, you know, you handed in your firearms and these laws came into place where it was harder to obtain weapons. It was harder to obtain firearms. And since 1996, there has been no mass shootings in this country. So there is kind of, and again, this isn't me preaching and saying this is right, but there is kind of evidence here to say, you know, there's a lot of talk about like, okay, well, how would you go about this? And if you took away guns, would there be no mass shootings? Not necessarily. No, there wouldn't be. That's not, it's not a guaranteed fact that if you take guns away from people and make the chance to obtain a weapon harder, it doesn't mean that there's going to be no mass shootings. That's not the case at all. And that's not what I'm getting at all. However, there is evidence to prove that it obviously does have some effect. And the fact that there's been no mass shootings in this country since 1996, when these laws came into effect, says something. And you have to look at that. And I'm not saying Australia is the only example. There's other countries in the world that have similar laws, or, you know, have had similar incidents where, you know, laws were changed and this and this and that. But I understand that it's not the fact that people own guns, that, you know, everybody that owns a gun is going to go out and do this stuff. It's not the case at all. At all, at all, at all. You know, just because you own a gun doesn't mean you're going to go and, you know, do these horrible things. That's not the case at all. I understand it's the person behind the gun and their intentions, you know, whatever it may be, whether it's terrorism or whether it's, you know, mental illness or whether it's whatever it may be. I understand that. But if you take away the middle man here, which is a weapon, less of this will happen. And I understand there's a lot to go through, and I'm not the government, and I'm not even an American citizen. I'm not an American, but I understand that the process of taking away these guns from people would not be easy. And there's, you know, there's going to be still a lot of problems within that. However, people keep claiming that enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for this. It's time for that. Nothing is getting done. The government obviously isn't changing their stance in the United States. And this isn't a political rant either. That is, you know, not even my wheelhouse at all is politics. And I don't live under these laws. Again, this is just someone from the outside looking into the situation. And it is, it's very, very upsetting to see this. It's like, this year alone, for example, this year alone, there has been 250 mass shootings in the United States, and it's August. That's 9 months into the year, and there's been 250 mass shootings. I seen a tweet or a screenshot or something of how many mass shootings in the world in 2019. Again, 250 in the United States. I believe there was one or two in Canada, one in England. There was three in another country, and I wish I had the tweet to look at right now, but apologies that I don't. The rest of the world, they had zero. So, you know, that's a majority of these things are happening in the United States. And obviously, they have very different laws to, I think, you know, a lot of the world. Not all of it, and not anyone's right or wrong. I'm not saying that the right to, you know, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms is right or wrong. Again, this is just my opinion and just what I'm looking at. And I understand that I'm probably rambling on here and I might not be making a complete lot of sense, but someone listening to this has got to see, you know, has got to feel what I'm feeling here, is because I am very much upset with all of this that's going on. And upset is a very poor, you know, excuse and a poor wording to use, but just for the lack of a better term, I'm very upset, and it's horrendous, and it's awful, and I hate turning on, you know, turning on Twitter, that's not a very good term, but going on Twitter, or going on Facebook, or turning on the news, and you see these things happening, and we've seen so many, you know, whether it was Sandy Hook, or the Pulse nightclub shootings, or now these one, and so many more, whether it's in a school, or which is, that is the most, that them ones really get to me a lot, as do all of them, but school shootings and stuff like that. But for me personally, again, from the outside looking in, I am, one of my dreams, one of my biggest aspirations in life is to go to the United States to see it. Because again, I've talked about this many times, is that a lot of our entertainment and a lot of, you know, stuff in this country is based in America, in the terms of we see a lot of what Americans see on television, and, you know, we get that, as do a lot of the world. United States is the entertainment capital of the world, in my opinion. So, you know, I'd like to go and experience a lot of these places in the United States, but for me, it's almost kind of, it's scary. It's scary, the fact that, I understand this isn't, you know, this isn't, you know, what every American experiences, and everyone's different. But for me, in my personal opinion, I'd be scared to walk into a shopping mall or a schoolyard or a nightclub, because there is a fear that that could happen. And I know we're seeing only so much on the news, and it's presented in that way, obviously. We're not seeing every single thing that happens, but it does, it frightens me. And that's just my honest opinion. I'm trying to be transparent and very real and very honest here. But it is, it's scary. I think the whole idea of this is that it's just very scary to be living in this world right now. In general, there's so much more than just gun laws and other things that, you know, is scary, other than just these things that are happening. But it is a very big chunk of fear. And again, these, I do have to, you know, not that, you know, this podcast is a big deal and many people listen to this, but I personally just want to take it like a second just to acknowledge the fact of what happened this past weekend in Dayton and in El Paso. And my love and my heart and my support and my condolences and just everything goes out to the people affected by that, whether it's family, friends, whoever. Nobody should have to experience that. And I understand the world is not going to just change because I'm saying that, and I'm not saying I'm an, you know, advocating and I'm going to do all these things, because again, I'm just on the outside looking in from a very different perspective. But for even someone, if it's affecting me this way, you know, on the complete opposite side of the world, how is it affecting people within that country? Again, I would be very scared, and you shouldn't have to live your life like that. And that's not everybody, again, is not everybody is going to feel that way, and not everybody is going to be like, oh my God, you know, I'm so scared to walk out in my street. But there would be people in that country, or at least even me, that goes, oh my God, this is a real thing that could happen to me anytime, and no one should have to live their life like that. No one should be given the chance to have to live their life like that. You know what I mean? So it says something for the laws and the gun control in that country. And I'm not singling out, I love America. It, again, it's a big dream of mine to go over there one day and experience that. There is a certain level of fear, but it is a big dream of mine to go and experience some of that part of the world, because, again, I've seen it so many times. And this isn't a bashing on the United States. I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong. I really do have a lot of love for that country because I've seen it so much. But there's just, what can be done about this? Because we can't continue to have 250 mass shootings and counting in a single year, and the year isn't even over yet. That says something about what's going on. And it just really, it really, really upsets me. It frustrates me. It scares me. Everything. Because I understand the world is a very different place than it used to be, and I understand the world is forever changing, and there's a lot of great in the world, and there's also a lot of bad in the world, and I understand that, and it's not going to change just because I'm saying it's going to change, or anyone's saying it's going to change. It's just something needs to be done. I can't give you the answer to what, but what can society do as a whole to say this really is enough, and we need to do something about this? I know I am a very strong-minded person when it comes to this topic alone. I always have been. This isn't just a thing that I'm saying, you know, because of all this stuff that's happened. But it really is something that's just, like, I'm very passionate about. And I just, like anyone, I just want things to be better. I don't want to have to see this on social media, on the news, or wherever I'm seeing it. I don't want to see this anymore, because the world should be a wonderful place, but there's a lot of bad in it. And again, I understand there's other circumstances to just owning a gun, but it's the way I kind of see it is, you know, in school, where or siblings, anyone that has a sibling, right, or family or friends or whatever, and there's a group of you, and, you know, you're playing ball or you're playing with something. Say you've got a basketball, and someone deflates that basketball, you know, by throwing it, and or someone throws it and smashes a window. Your parents would come out and say, fine, you did that wrong, everybody loses their privileges to play with this basketball. In a weird sense of the way, I kind of see it that way, is like, someone did wrong, everybody is feeling the benefits of not being able to own this weapon because they did this, and that could happen again. If one person does it, another person can do it. That's my mindset on it, and I just wish that there would be tighter gun laws in that country, so then there'd be less of this. And again, I understand it's not going to stop it, it's not going to just change, and I get law, and I get gun control, and I get why people own guns, and I understand that. But from my perspective and my point of view is that the gun control in countries like Australia, and I believe England's very similar, and other countries around the world, is that obviously, our gun laws are doing something right, because there's very little to no mass shootings in these countries, and that it can't be a coincidence just because we don't have, you know, just because we have these tighter gun laws and gun control and stuff like that. Now, I understand not everyone's going to agree with me, and that's completely fine. And I understand that, you know, a lot of you are like, this person's an idiot, he doesn't even live in that country, what has he got to say? Again, I'm just being open and transparent about what I feel and what I think, and this is just my opinion on the. I'm not right, I'm not wrong, I'm not saying that at all. But there's just got to be some kind of, we have to have an open discussion about the things that we don't want to talk about, and we feel like, oh my god, we can't say that. If I can do anything and just open up a little bit of discussion about this and keep things civil and keep things a safe space and everything like that, then I feel like I'm doing something right. No matter the context of what I'm talking about, is that I want that open discussion and open debate about things and being like, okay, this is my point of view, this is yours. How do we come to a compromise on some things? It really does get to me. And again, safe space, everyone can be open and honest. If anyone wants to chat with me about it, or anyone wants to open a bit of discussion about it, feel free to talk to me on Twitter through DMs or through comment or whatever you want to do. I'm completely okay with that. But just make sure to hear everyone's point of view and understand there's other points of views than your own. That's in any kind of situation, but in the terms of this, I get it. There is multiple different points of view from people not within those that law system and people in it, or, you know, whatever it may be. So again, I know this episode wasn't the most fun and wasn't the most, you know, laughy kind of episode that I've done, and I'm not saying that every week is going to be that happy fun. I am going to talk about some things that are deemed you shouldn't talk about, or, you know, deemed a little bit uncomfortable, but I'm just trying to be the Josh Robinson show. Out of all my shows is where I get to be 100% myself 100% of the time. There's really no limit on what I, you know, there's really no limit on that aspect of it. If I want to talk about something, I'm going to put it out there, and I'm not doing it in an awful way where I'm preaching and stuff like that, because it's not about that. It's just about open debates and safe spaces to share your opinions on some things without being a complete and utter, you know, jerk off about it. But that'll do it for this week's episode of The Josh Robinson Show. We'll be back next... I'll be back next Tuesday for some... hopefully a different kind of discussion. But please, again, my love goes out to El Paso and Dayton. And just... I know that this is a very cliche thing to say, but Ellen DeGeneres does say it best. Please, be kinder to one another.